Since all of the people had their duties and were an essential part of the survival of the village, it was not advisable to travel away from the group. The clues still gave the indications of being located somewhere in the northern hemisphere. The houses also did not offer any clues. The drawings did not resemble any type of Native American dwellings or houses used by Eskimos. They appeared to be unique in their own way. I was beginning to wonder whether any of my questions would yield the location of Tuin's village. Another method is questioning about food, the types of things eaten and their methods of preparation. Some are unique to certain parts of the world. You don't have what we would call months, do you? The cycles of the moon. Do you have names for the cycles of the moon? No. Each person uses the description they like best. Everyone knows when they are speaking of. The farmers usually use some names, and those of us who do other things use different descriptions. There is the moon the farmers call the harvest moon. In that time of the year when I'm not harvesting, I am busy. Well, I suppose you could say I am harvesting animals for the winter, but I do not describe it that way. There is the planting moon. There is the fishing moon when the fish come back. That is in the spring. Didn't say Thatiui at fruit grew on fair trees. What does it look like? You that oh, some is purple, some is brown or golden. I think you told me they were very juicy too. Sweet? Sometimes. Sometimes your jaw locks. Do you have any way of keeping this for use in the winter? The farmers know of ways. Sometimes I dry some to mix with dried meat to carry with me when I go hunting. The people would get sick if we had just meat in the winter. We would not be in harmony with the earth. Do you know what salt is? The village, 43, B, she thought and then answered, no. D, it is. Oh, I guess it's something like an herb, only it comes from the ground. It is white and is used to flavor food. B, there is a plant we have. It is found in the fields. We bum the plant and what is left with the ashes is it and we add that to food. D. No, this would be something that would be dug out of the ground. Sometimes it's on top of the ground. B. I have found that in the woods sometimes. The deer like it. What we get from this plant is the same. D. Do you have any trees in the woods that produce anything to eat? B. Yes. There is the oak tree. We gather acorns in the fall. I gather a few to eat for myself, but the major gathering is done by the young boys and girls. The oak trees are near the village, only a pleasant walk away. It helps supplement the grain we raise. We roast them. We use the meats in soup and grind them into acorn flour to mix with the grain to make cakes and breads. D. Is there any other kind of seed or nut that you eat? B. Some of the pine trees produce edible nuts. They are very sweet. D. Oh? I'm used to seeing pine cones. B. Yes. The pine nuts come from pine cones. Some trees produce small pine cones and some produce larger pine cones. At a certain time of year, usually in spring, you can gather the pine nuts from the larger pine cones. Pause, let me think. Usually it is the pine trees and the oak trees that we eat from. Sometimes when I am hunting I will find another tree that has nuts. The shell is so thick and the meat is so small, it is not really worth the effort. I am wanting to call it hickory nut. It tastes good, but there in it very much there. D. I've the ear is one type of tree semicolon you may not have it where you live. But you can cut through the bark and it has something sweet there. I was thinking of maple syrup. B. Some trees. You can use the sap for different things. And the sap has different flavors, if you wish the taste of the sap. Pine trees and other evergreen trees, spruce, cedar, you can get the gum from the bark and you can chew it. When you first chew it, it cracks up in your mouth. Then when it warms up, it softens up and sticks back together, and 44. The legend of Star Crush, D, B, it turns pink and you can chew it. And it tastes like the tree smells, so it tastes good if you like the smell of pine trees. It is very popular. The old people cannot do it because it pulls their teeth out. We mostly use the sap of the evergreen trees. There is a tree that has a sweet sap, but it is runny, and if you want to get any of it, you have to get a skin to catch it, and it is a lot of trouble. It is so runny and it is slow. You have to specially treat the skins to make sure it does not soak through when you get it. It is so difficult to get. We hardly ever get very much of it at all. If you want something sweet, it is easier to get honey. You can find the honey in the woods in hollow trees and such. What about the bees? There are ways of taking care of the bees. If you build a fire around the tree, the smoke and heat drives the bees away or makes them go to sleep, to where you can get the honey. Another thing you can do whenever it is a warm day, you get the leaf off this herb, and the smell is very crisp and clean, and the taste likewise. You chew on one of the leaves and let this taste in your mouth. When you go to the stream and drink water, the water feels extremely cold because of this particular taste. The leaf is generally about this long, about 2 inches, pointed with little jags around the edge. Usually at the end of the stalk it will have a group of flowers, kind of a spike, like a spear point. It is wide at the bottom and narrow at the top with little flowers all over. What color are they? Sometimes white, sometimes light purple. My research indicated that he was probably referring to a variety of the mint plant. D. Do you ever have anything else to drink besides water? B. Well, you can get water and soak leaves in it, or heat water up on the fire and put leaves in it and make a drink that way. D. Is that good? B. Depends, sometimes. If it is for medicine, no. I laughed, but usually if you use herbs that smell good, it is going to taste good. You, the village, can also put some flowers in it. Some people use it as a treat and others like to do it often. D. You told me once about a drink that the farmers make. B. Oh, that one. He was smiling broadly. Some of the growers of grain like to crack the grain and let it soak in water. After a while it ferments, although I don't really know what causes this. The others think it is a really good drink, and they have it sometimes at the spring festival, but it makes my head feel funny. I do not like that. My friend, K, had written down a list of questions about these people and passed it to me. Some of them I knew would be impossible for Tuin to answer, since the villagers were the only people he had ever seen he would have nothing to compare with. But since they were questions most people who are not familiar with this phenomenon would think of, I will include them here. D. Does everyone in the village have the same color of skin? B. The skin is generally the same. There are shades. Some are slightly lighter, some are slightly darker. And usually most people's hair is black like mine. Sometimes a child is born with hair the color of sunset. But this does not happen very often. D. What about the eyes? Are there different colors among your people? B. Usually they are either brown or, well, there is a small flower that is violet colored, darkened that to the darkness of midnight. K was wondering if they had slanted eyes. I knew if they were the only people, they wouldn't have anything to compare with. But I asked anyway. D. Are your eyelids different shapes? B. They are shaped the way they are shaped. I chuckled inwardly because this was the type of answer I had expected. D. I just wonder, does anyone have eyes the color of the sky, blue? B. No. That would look very strange. D. I've heard of things like that. That's why I wondered. 46. The legend of Star Crush. B. Well, if you ask questions, you must ask questions everywhere, I suppose. D. Laugh, I find lots of knowledge everywhere. Beauty who say the women wear their hair long or tied up in the back. And they have some kind of a prong-eed thing they put in thehor to hold it together. What is that made of? B. Sometimes out of bone, sometimes out of wood. D. It holds their hair into a knot in the back? B. Yes, twisted somehow. Sometimes certain families will use the same way of doing it, and sometimes different women will do it different ways according to how they feel. D. Is all the hair straight? B. Well, it hangs. D. Do you know what curly means? B. No. D. It's twisted. You've seen animals sometimes that have hair that looks different. B. The sheep has shaggy hair that is not straight. D. Okay. Do the people have hair like that? B. B. No, that is sheep hair. D. K passed me another note. Your people are so much in harmony with each other. But do you ever have cases when one person would hurt another in your village? B. Sometimes accidentally. Like when a child is being careless when they are playing and they accidentally run into someone else. This was definitely not what Ki was looking for. She was trying to find a flaw in these people. It was hard for her to believe a group of people could be so easygoing and compatible. D. Do you ever have a case when someone would deliberately sin? B. Sometimes when someone's companion dies and they drink too much of the juice that the farmer makes. They are sad and they are numb and they do not feel the harmony of the earth. They wish to strike out because they miss their companion. But we understand because they are not in harmony just then. The time passes and they are in harmony again. D. Do you have anything that is called punishment in your community? The village, 47. B. Is it like correcting a child? D. Something like that, yes. B. When a child does something that he or she should not, something that would endanger them or be a danger to the village, we correct them. D. How do you do that? B. Different ways, depending on which family. D. Do you ever have to correct an adult? B. Surprised, why, no. Why should we? They know how to live. I was laughing inwardly because I suspected these would be the answers Tuin would give to Kay's questions. B. If you are in harmony with the earth, when your song is in harmony with the earth's song, you know what to do. And Fu know what to do, it is correct. D. That's good. But some places are not that lucky. Some people are in it very in harmony and they get into all kinds of trouble. B. They were not taught well when they were children. D. That's very possible. Yours is a much better way to live, a happier way. B. It is the way it should be. D. What do you do in your village when someone gets sick? Do you have any sickness? B. Not many. This is true when you are in harmony with the earth. Sickness is when you are not in harmony. The word sickness was separated, sickness, and everyone is in harmony. When it happens, it is usually in the winter. Either one of the old people or someone very young. Sometimes there are injuries, like if you harm your arm or your leg or what have you, sometimes the bone has to be pulled back into place and bound up until it heals. The arm will be stiff afterwards, perhaps crooked, but you can use it. You just learn how to work around it. Any of the old people can treat these things. They, particularly the women, know about herbs and such. I help them sometimes. If some of the women know I will be going in a particular direction for hunting, they will ask me to look out for a particular herb that does not grow near the village. I am always happy to help out with that. The wise man, he is sometimes, 48. The legend of Star Crush, consulted if it is a mysterious illness with fever. That happens sometimes in the late winter. D. Does the wise man know how to treat that? B. Usually. Sometimes if the child is too young or if the person is too old, they die. But that is part of the natural order of things. D. Oh, yes. But it is good that you do not have much sickness. You are healthy people. B. We try. We stay in harmony with the spirits, and the spirits help us to stay well. If we stay in harmony with their singing, if our lives sing in harmony with the spirits singing, we stay healthy. D. When someone does die, would you bury them? B. Yes. We build a fire and reminisce of the person and things they did. The good things, the funny things, how the things happened in their life. About their family. The wise man tells us about some of their ancestors. Then we call upon the spirits to welcome them to that part of life. And we tell them they will be happy there. D. Many people think it is a very sad occasion when someone dies. B. It is for children if their mother dies. And yes, we will miss their daily company. They will start singing with the spirits. But perhaps they will speak to us with their spirit. D. When someone dies in your community, is the wise man or the people able to speak with them after they have died? B. Certainly. Their spirits have rejoined the Earth Mother's spirit. And sometimes they want to tell their family something that they feel they should know. But forgot to tell them before they went. D. I remember Ryu Sadia people are very much in tune with the spirits. B. Yes, that is the way it is. D. It's very natural. You're very lucky that your people are super into these things. Many people have closed all these things off. B. I do not wish to speak about those too sad. Chapter 4. The Legend of the Old Ones. D. When a first spoke to you, you told him some of your legends. He found them very interesting. B. You did? Everyone knows the legends. D. But to me they're new. I would like to hear some more of them. B. What about? D. Can you tell me more of things that have been handed down? B. If you like, I can. Would you like to know why I apologize when I hunt? There is a legend that says at one time the animals could speak, like men. And it was very distressing to the hunter to try to hunt because the animal would be crying for pity. So the hunter would apologize, saying, I am sorry, I need your spirit, I need your flesh for my people or we will die. You have lived a full life, you have children. Your children will live, it is time for you to go to the other side. May I kill you for your flesh? The animals would cry for mercy and it would be very difficult for the hunter. The hunter must kill some animals for the people, but not too many, for the animals must also live. And so finally an agreement was reached with the help of the spirits that to make it easier for the hunter the animals would no longer speak. But to show the animal that the hunter remembers, we apologize to the animals just as if they could still speak. D. Some people think there's no harm in just killing. I think it's good to consider the animal as having feelings. This shows that you are a very compassionate person. That is good then you only kill just enough to eat. Never too much. 49, 50. The Legend of Star Crush. B. Well, some to store for the winter. But deliberately and D. B. D. B. D. B. D. B. D. B. D. B. Seriously, I cannot conceive of killing an animal and just leaving it for the vermin. It is not done. Some people do. In other parts of the world, their spirits must be displeased with them. That is why the spirits are with us. Yes, because they know we are doing it the right way. Do you have any other legends? Yes, we have a legend about everything. You keep asking like a child would. That is interesting. I have a great curiosity. This way you can help me to learn. Do they have any people in your village that are known as teachers? Well, the old people who cannot work anymore, they know the legends. They tell them to the young children. The young children like the old people and it helps for their mothers to be able to get some weaving done, or whatever, without the children in the way. That is how we learn our legends. The wise man knows them all. He makes sure they are handed down correctly. Some of the old people, they like to make it sound better than what it was, and things could get changed very easily that way. The wise man sees that this does not happen. For it was said that the legends must remain true so we will know who we are. One of the functions of the wise man is to make sure that it stays accurate. But that is difficult when much times goes by. Do you a people of any system of writing? Do you know what that is? Yes, I know what that is. Some do, some do not. I do not. I feel that if I can read the signs of animals, why should I worry about the signs of men? Some of the farmers use writing to keep track of their crops and how much they have so they will know how to distribute it during the winter. This means they would know numbers and counting, I suppose. They have marks to represent how much of things. Would the wise man have a way of writing the legends? Probably. That is part of his life. He, perhaps, has things written down. I do not know. I find it best not to be too nosy. The Legend of the Old Ones, 51. D. Tell me another legend that is popular with the people. B. They are all popular with different ones. Ah. I remember, you were interested about the boat crashing. D. Yes, I was. I found that very interesting. B. That is a long legend. At some of our festivals, the wise man takes all night long to retell it. D. Could you tell some parts of it? B. Yes, I can. The part that interests me is how the people got started after the boat crashed according to the legend, for we descended from them. That is what the wise man says. D. It's part of our history. B. Yes. They found the world to be different from what they were used to. They did not know the plants. They did not know the animals. Sometimes the wise man would give examples of what they called things. It is very amusing, but I think these were made up for the children. For example, they said, "The eyes are thing that flies, the color of sky, that makes the noise like a babbling brook. Everybody knows that is a bluebird." They had these lengthy descriptions of things. "There is the animal with a tree on its head." I laughed, "That would be a buck." Some of the descriptions are very funny. "There is the animal that cannot stand still, because according to legend, and this part is for children, it is afraid of ants. And it is always jumping to get away from the ants. That would be the rabbit." I laughed. "The legends say that at first the people lived in their ship. That is strange, our boats are open. But apparently according to legend this one was not open. And they got tired of living in the ship as the ship was dead. So they cut down trees and built houses. Used to, they would use wood for the roof as well. But for some reason they stopped doing that, and now we use grass for our roof, which is better. I think they wanted to not use too many trees. For some reason they thought this was bad. D. Maybe they thought they would use them all up. B. There are so many of them, so many trees. D. These people, did they have tools for cutting the trees and building the houses? 52. The legend of Star Crush. B. Supposedly these were in the ship. It must have been a big ship. Too big for our river. D. Have those tools been handed down? B. I do not know. Some of the tools we have are handed down, some are made. If those tools were real, I imagine the wise man would have them or would know what happened to them. I remember that some of the smaller ones were buried with the people. D. Are these the same houses that you use? B. No. When they first built the houses, so the legends say, sometimes they would use things from the ship. The ship was made to be taken apart. I suppose they would have to, with it being so large, to be able to carry it. And they took it apart and used things from their ship. This is what legends say. D. What other things from the ship did they use in the house? B. I do not know. I have heard the women tell the children that they had things for cooking that could do things that anyone knows regular things cannot do. It is just things you tell children to keep them amused. There is a legend about a wondrous pot that could cook without a fire. D. That would be interesting if it were true. B. It is not true. You have to start a fire to cook, everyone knows that. There is a legend of a wondrous box. You open the box, you put something in this container. You dose the container, and before you can repeat your name, the thing is cooked. D. Oh. Wouldn't that be wonderful? B. It is made up. And according to legends we still have some things. I imagine the things in the wise man's house are part of it. Some of the knives that we have do not go dull, that is very wondrous. The farmers have this tool that they have the oxen drag through the earth to loosen it up for planting. I think they call it a plow. They have other tools that they use for reaping the grains and such. The way you can tell if something is from the old ones, it will not wear out like our tools do. Perhaps it will in time, but it takes many lifetimes or much longer. D. You said the wise man had a pot, too. The legend of the old ones, 53. B. Yes. It is hard to describe it. I do not know what he uses it for. It changes appearance. I do not know how that happens. D. It changes color or shape or what? B. The shape stays the same, but it starts out looking like it is made from one type of metal, and it changes appearance and it looks like it is made from another type of metal, not related. D. How big is this pot? B. Well, it is fairly large. She made hand motions showing something roughly 3 feet by 3 feet. It curves, almost round, but not quite. D. That is large. Does it have a lid on it? B. No. It has a handle. The handle changes shapes. It changes position, but you can carry the pot with the handle. D. Where is the handle located? She made 2 hand motions that gave me the impression of a bale handle either sticking up or laying down. But the next hand motion was confusing because it didn't seem like a bale. B. Or sometimes it just sticks out the side, But then that is very awkward, it would seem. Her motions indicated some kind of a straight handle that she could grasp with her hand. D. Does it change by itself or do you have to move it? B. It appears to do it by itself, like the color changing. This was another object that I had no idea of what it could be. D. That is a strange bot. Is there anything inside of it? B. I do not know. The wise man uses it for something. Some of the farmers say sometimes they dig up rocks that are too hard to be used. Perhaps they have metal in them and they give them to the wise man. I think he puts them in the pot and something happens to them. D. Then he knows how to use it. B. I think so. We do not have much metal. It is said that the metal we have came from the old ones. It is very precious. 54. The legend of Star Crush. D. You have no way of finding any other metal? B. I do not know. Sometimes in the stream some metal is found in amongst the rocks that is the color of sunshine. It is nice to use to make playthings for the children. It is too soft to make tools from, but it is pretty. Sometimes they make amulets out of it. Also, it is said that in the old one's boat they had things to plant, and some grew, but some would not. The first few winters here were very difficult for them. It is said that many died and only a few lived. D. They didn't have much food with them on the boat? B. They did, but they ran out. And it is said that what they planted would not grow or would grow in strange and wondrous ways. D. Do you know what these plants were? Do you have any names that they might have passed down in legend? B. No, I do not know. Perhaps some of the farmers might know. The wise man would know. I just know what we have now. There are plants that we eat the roots from. The tops we also eat, but they can be bitter. They changed, it is said. They used to be different, but they grew and you could still eat them. D. How were they different? B. I do not know. The wise man would know. D. Were there any other things they planted? B. They planted grains. According to legend, they used to yield wondrous amounts. The farmers dream of making the grains yield that way once again, but they do not. Perhaps some of the old people got hold of the legend before the accuracy was established. Perhaps the grains just yielded the same the whole time, and they just said it yielded better because they were homesick. D. Did the old ones bring any certain type of trees with them? B. I do not know of any trees that they brought. The trees we have, they are all over. I just live here and as far as I go when I am hunting they are always there. D. Did the old ones bring any animals with them, or do you know anything about that? B. I do not know. The oxen do not resemble anything that I find in the woods. I suppose the old ones brought them, perhaps that is why. The legend of the old ones, 55, D, B, D, B, D, B, D, B, D, B, D, we never eat oxen. There are not that many. The farmers have been talking of trying to increase the number of oxen to make their work easier. Perhaps they will. You said many of the Sapi pleaded because it was very difficult at the beginning. Yes. Maybe their clothes were not warm enough for winter. And for some reason, the crashing perhaps because it was a bad thing threw off the reproductive cycles of the women, so no children were born. Or if they were born they did not live. The legends say some of the children were not right. It is said that some of the bad spirits infected the children and caused them to grow in ways that is not right for us. This was all said with sadness. What happened to those children? They died. Then how were they able to have normal children? I do not know. That is why I think it was made up. I mean, to have children, it is obvious. It is the normal cycle of things. Do you think the Sapi people look different from your people now? I am not sure. It is said they were taller, more slender. They are described as being fair. I do not know how, I cannot picture it. Some were said to have hair the color of wheat, which is very strange. Are there any people in your village that have hair that color now? No. There are people with hair the color of mine, and there are people with hair the color of the sunset. Did he mean red? Sometimes when babies are first born their hair is the color of wheat, but usually it turns to the color of sunset. But then somehow over the many years or whatever it was, The people's skin and hair changed in color. This problem of genetics was bothering me. If the old ones were fair, where did the darker colors come from? D. Do they have any legend about why your people look different today than they did in those days? B. I'm not sure.